the fourth gateway, manage your money. Money is neither God nor devil, but a form of energy. Like love or fear, it can serve you or bind you, depending on how you manage it. By clarifying your goals and using your gifts, you can make good money doing what you enjoy while serving the highest calling of your soul. Using money wisely and well, you share your material and spiritual wealth with the world. We're now ready to get into the fourth gateway, a real spiritual one. Manage your money. Now, many people rightly ask, wait a minute, this is about the path to everyday enlightenment and spirituality. What does it have to do with money? You should know at the outset that money is neither my God nor my devil. Fulfilling and completing the fourth gateway is not about getting rich. This isn't a great get-rich seminar. But it's not about giving all your money away to the poor either. There are many very wealthy people who don't manage their money at all, who spend more than they make, who are in debt, who are having terrible money problems, who feel guilty about money, all kinds of issues with it. They're not managing the money. So getting wealthy doesn't automatically fulfill the gateway. If you decide to give all your earthly possessions to the poor, that's one solution. But I've found that doesn't make you more spiritual. It just makes you more poor. I like to ask people, would you like $200 million? Raise your hand, please, if you would like $200 million. Okay. I'm more interested in the people who did not raise their hand. If you did not raise your hand, it very well may be because, one, you just don't like raising your hand. Or the other reason may be you say, no, I thought about it, and I don't need $200 million. I live simply, I believe in living simply, and that's excess, that's ostentatious. Why do I need that? But then I remind you, I would like $500 million. I'd like billions of dollars, because look what I could do with it. There's so many needed charities, Mother Teresa's charity and so many others, that could use that money. And it's a wonderful philanthropic thing to do, to be able to channel the money. But sometimes we don't think about that. We were only thinking, oh yeah, I don't need that much. Of course we don't need that much. Who needs that much money? My life is pretty simple. But again, I even created a peaceful warrior fund I have set up through a community foundation. And gradually, it's going to build up more and more endowment so we can start doing charitable things. I aim to be a philanthropist eventually. And I'm already doing that in a smaller degree. Right now, my major charity are my two daughters. The younger one's still living at home. So we may not need much, but look what we could do with that filtering and channeling that extra energy. Most of us do have money issues. In fact, let's go through a brief assessment about our attitudes and issues toward money. Does money frequently monopolize your attention? How much time and energy do you spend struggling to balance income and expenditures? How do you feel about wealthy people, the rich? How do you feel about poor people? Do you believe that wealthy people are somehow less spiritual or poor people more so? How do you feel about wealthy spiritual teachers? How much money would you like to earn each year? Why not more? Does money seem very hard to come by or burn a hole in your pocket? Or do you feel guilty about having a lot of money when other people don't? Are you in debt? If you are, is it due to insufficient income or overspending? Are the best things in life free? Again, these questions don't have instant answers, but they're questions to consider as we move into this area of managing your money. So let me define what I mean by managing your money. Simply put, it involves achieving stability and sufficiency. Okay? Not getting rich, not being poor, but sufficiency and stability. Why do we want to achieve sufficiency and stability, because it frees our attention. So much of our attention. If you think about the percentage of the day, paying for lunch, going to the bank because you need some more money, wondering how you're going to afford the dental bill or the car repair. Money surprises. Expense comes in. What am I going to do about this? Money issues at business, at work, trying to get more of it. Spend less of it. Spend more of it. Should you go on vacation? How much should you spend? A great deal of our lives and energies revolve around money. And those of us who have an abundance of energy or of money, often we have some subtle guilts about it. What about that idea of the rich? The rich. You know, we say, it's okay to tax the rich more. They take more. They have more. But it turns out, those we call the robber barons of old were neither robbers nor barons. They made their money by providing a valuable service, by inventing or creating something, by providing jobs and industries. Now, if I said to you, would you like a little more money? You'd probably say, sure, I have nothing against that. Great, I could use a little more money. There are things I could do with it. But when you really contemplate attitudes, and again, we're going back into that subconscious area. Money versus spirituality. I noticed there was might have been a response in you when I mentioned, how do you feel about wealthy spiritual teachers? Does that negate their value? Does that make them hypocrites? We have strong beliefs about money, and until we deal with those beliefs, it doesn't do any good to give tips for making more money or stabilizing your life, because a part of you may not want to.